So I want to ask you a question this afternoon. Do you suffer from FOMO? Okay, FOMO. Apparently this is a real modern thing these days, okay, that a lot of people have. FOMO means the fear of missing out. Okay, FOMO, the idea that somewhere, someone is having more fun than you are. Okay, and that deep concern you have that you're missing out on life in some way. Apparently, all of the kind of like the 20s and such like are suffering from FOMO these days. But I think, particularly at this time of year, maybe we're actually suffering from FOMOAC, as I'm going to call it from now on, which is the fear of missing out at Christmas. The idea that everybody else is having a better Christmas than you. Okay? The idea that your Christmas is not absolutely perfect and proper. Because we know all the proper things that you should have for Christmas. All the kind of ingredients that make up a really proper Christmas. So come on, help me out here. What's the things that make a proper Christmas? Presents. Presents, of course. You've got to have presents. What else? You see, I knew someone was going to say that. This is well known, my dislike of Brussels sprouts. But no, do you know what? It wouldn't be Christmas without me trying to push them off the plate. Okay? Yes, Brussels sprouts. Because you only ever get them at Christmas and it's a good thing. What other things do we have? What's proper about Christmas?
Turkey.
Turkey, is that? Turkey. Absolutely. Turkey, a great big turkey, the biggest you can possibly get in the oven. What else is Christmas?
Family.
Family, fantastic. Relatives, everybody coming over and things like that, getting together. Absolutely, fantastic as well. Okay, all these things make for a proper Christmas. And we have this idea in our mind. That's what Christmas is all about. And the fear that we have is the fear of missing out at Christmas because, I don't know, something goes horribly wrong. And the food, something's wrong with the food, and it's one of those horrible moments when something like this happens.
Wait,
I'm really sorry
about
that. I forgot the oven on.
And it's turkey, it's not even cooked.
What? Raw turkey? Yeah, I'm really sorry. So not going to work. Raw turkey. Oh, Trev, just imagine that. A plate full of vegetables for Christmas. Oh, no. I can see people in shock and horror. And it's that fear that if the food isn't right, it's going to be awful. Or you mentioned family coming together. And of course, you want all your family to be there. You have not seen them all year.
Yes, I've just had a message from your aunt and uncle. They can't make it. Look, the M25, it's not even red.
It's black all the way. I've never seen that.
There's no other way they can get it.
Terrible. Missing out at Christmas because your family's not going to be there. You wanted turkey, but the turkey's raw. Your family's not turning up. It would just be a disaster. Well, at least, hopefully, the presents will be okay. Because if that went wrong, that would be the most terrible thing, wouldn't it?
Yes, I've got your present.
Oh, you're a star. Can I open this now? I'll just open this now.
You're going to love it.
Am I really going to love it?
Just for you.
Oh, this is incredible. This is. Look, I'm just going to show. Does anybody know what that is? It's a stylophone.
You've got to be over 40 to know what one
is. Yeah, this is like a mini keyboard for old people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. So hang on, wait a minute. I get the stylophone out.
Yeah. Just on the top there.
So and I get the little pen.
Yeah, and then...
Hang on.
Push the end.
You've done this
and
before.
It pops out. You've got to turn it on at the back.
Right, okay. So just turn it on then, and then I can do the little note thing.
Yeah, turn it on.
There's no sound.
There's no sound. You've got batteries.
It's that Christmas moment, isn't it? Yeah. So what? It's like useless because there's no batteries, are there?
I'm really sorry.
Oh, no. That Christmas thing where you're sitting there and, oh. See, that's the fear of missing out at Christmas, isn't it? You know, everything that you thought should be there, yeah? You're just missing out on stuff. What about church? You knew I'd get round to that eventually. Yeah, you see, the thing is we look at church and we think, oh yeah, like, church is really important, part of Christmas, isn't it? You know, coming along, carols, nativity services and things like that. It's a really important part of Christmas, and if we didn't have that, something would be missing from Christmas. Now, I think a lot of times, when you hear the Christmas message, in church. People say things like, you see, should come to church at Christmas because Jesus is the reason for the season. And things like that. To persuade you that this is a good enough time to come along to church. Because we're celebrating Jesus' birth. You know the really interesting thing is, Jesus didn't come to earth to bring us Christmas. See, we all get together at Christmas time and we celebrate his birth. And we say, yeah, it's really important that you come to church and that we take part in nativities and that we sing carols about Jesus' birth. But the truth is this, Jesus didn't come to earth to bring us Christmas. Jesus was talking with some people. And he said, let me tell you why I came here. So let me tell you why I'm here. Jesus said this. He said, I've come that they, meaning the people that he's come for, may have life and have it to the full. See, Jesus said, I didn't just come to give you a reason to get together once a year with all your family and eat turkey and have presents and things like that. That wasn't the purpose of why I came at all. The reason I came was because there is something missing in your life. Something missing in your life all the time. See, you're meant to be with God. You are always meant to be with God. You're always meant to be close to Him. And you're not. And Jesus said, I've come to mend that. I've come that you may have life and have it to the full. Not just eternal life. Not just heaven, but right here on earth. He says, I've come to do that. I've come to bring life. You know, we can try and put Christmas right. We can do all the stuff to try and solve our own Christmas, okay? And then suddenly, actually, Christmas is not the disaster and we're not missing out. You know, when everything actually comes together.
Jesse, never guess what? Next door just rung and they said that they accidentally put two turkeys in their oven.
What are the chances of that?
Two, and we can have one.
Wow, amazing! So we've got turkey.
And you never guess. I got hold of your aunt and uncle. I sorted out a train for
them. You sorted out a train?
They'll be arriving really soon.
What are the chances of you sorting out a train?
And you never guess what? I found some batteries. Oh. Try that.
It's a styrofoam. Fantastic. Brilliant. Thank you, Trevor. You see, we can sort out our Christmas. We can get Trevor in. And he counts out and finds a turkey, sorts out the trains and finds the batteries. We can solve that ourselves. But what we can't solve is our relationship with God. See, Jesus, when he says that, I've come that they may have life and have it to the full. He talks about life and then immediately after that, he talks about death. And he says this, I'm the good shepherd. Good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. See, Jesus says, I came here to die, so that you would know God, that you may have life. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. That's what's important about Christmas. Christmas isn't just about Jesus' birth. The fact that God's Son came to earth so that we can have life and life to the full, because he came to die and to be raised again from the dead. You see, Jesus didn't come to earth to bring us Christmas. Jesus came to bring us life. And that's a real reason to celebrate at Christmas. Now, you may be worried about fear of missing out. You may be worried about that your Christmas is not going to be the proper Christmas. But what we need to worry about is that the life we have is not the proper life. Because we need to know Jesus and have him in our lives. And when you do, you get something else. And I'm not even going to try and pronounce that one. But you get this. You get the joy of knowing Jesus. And that is what Christmas is about celebrating. Jesus came to earth, died and rose, so that we may have the joy of knowing God through his Son Jesus.